I'm Alex McAvica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And joining us on the phone today, Bob Delsing of Hemingford, Nebraska, who represents District 1 on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Bob, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. I know you've had a busy afternoon.
Well, no problem. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, so we're recapping a recent trip. You guys actually just got back from D.C. 30,000-foot perspective, Bob. Why was Nebraska Wheat Board in D.C. last week?
Well, it's our winter meetings, and we do our hill visits. We go to spend one day, go to the Capitol and visit with our, or up on the hill and visit with our representatives.
You guys had a lot of really powerful discussions about things that are affecting wheat producers across the state, across the nation. Tell me more about some of those conversations that were sticking out in your mind.
Well, mainly the farm program. We need a new farm program, and we need to keep the farm safety net in it, the crop insurance, and need to take a need for them to take a good look at the other ARC and PLC, that funding. At the time it was set, it was doing a good job, but prices have increased so much. Probably need to raise some of that. And on the foreign marketing side, the MAP and FMD funding for foreign market development and stuff, that hasn't been looked at for 20 years. It could use some more money into that funding also.
All right. So a lot of policy discussion being had. What else is important to mention, Bob?
Well, we just had some good meetings. We didn't get a meet with all our, well, Senator Fisher and Senator Ricketts. We got a meet with them, but congressmen were all back in Nebraska. So we just talked to their aides there, but everybody pretty much knew what we was going to say or ask for or what we was there for. And they took a lot of notes. So I hope we're being heard. We were. And as far as U.S. wheat, they were mainly a lot on the same deal. Everybody wants the crop insurance looked at, and like we've lost quite a bit of foreign market, not quite a bit, but foreign market just because the wheat was so much more expensive through the U.S. Then there was another big issue with dams on the Snake River. Going to the PNW, their environmental groups that want all them dams taken out. And that is a vital shipping route for getting wheat to the Pacific Northwest, which goes to Japan and Taiwan, Philippines. And there isn't enough trucks and rail available to replace the barge traffic. It would really be a problem.
So, Bob, you think about these discussions you had on a national level, and now you come back to Nebraska and get back into your routine of, you know, producing food, feed and fiber for the world. What do you bring home with you, and how does that play a role into what you do every day?
Oh, it just is very satisfying at what we do out here, and then telling the people in Washington that we're the ones that feed the world, feed America, and very happy, very satisfied with everybody. Every farmer loves what they're doing, but you got to make it sustainable.
All right, a great conversation. That again, Bob Delsing joining us. He represents District 1 on the Nebraska Wheat Board, coming from Hemingford. I'm Alex McAvica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, of course, brought to you every week by the Nebraska Wheat Board.